Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible. Hey, Sleep Wavers. To unlock tonight's premium episode and every other bonus episode from my back catalog, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or via the Supercast link in the show notes. It just takes 2 taps. But here's a preview of tonight's meditation to give you a taste. Holidays can be a welcome respite with more sleep, space, and leisure activities, or can wreak havoc on our systems with less sleep due to different beds and sleeping conditions, richer holiday foods and alcohol, as well as stress due to family squabbles and tension, which is sometimes heightened during the holidays. Regardless of whether your holidays were refreshing or exhausting, you probably had a change in your routine. I've been thinking a lot the last few weeks about how I've been structuring my daily routine and how I can create more flow in my life. I know meditation is ideal for me first thing in the morning before anyone else is awake. I've noticed I'm most productive in the late morning hours and that my energy takes a major dip right after lunch. My most preferred time to exercise is in the late afternoon, and my body is ready for sleep at about 10 p.m. If I can establish this kind of flow every day, I'm my happiest and most productive. But I also know that I currently don't have my life set up for that kind of schedule on a daily basis. Noticing the cycles of my own internal rhythm, though, has made me want to shift whatever I can to make this kind of day the rule rather than the exception. Over the holidays, I began to give myself space to honor and notice these inner cycles, which was easier since I wasn't working my normal schedule. It gives me a clearer perspective to structure my day as I begin the new year. If you haven't had much awareness about your own routine, I encourage you to give it a try. Even if you have to be at work or school at certain times, we typically have more control over when we wake and sleep, when and what we eat, and when are the best times for us to play and rest. You probably know getting adequate time outside in the sunshine can help your mood, immunity, and circadian rhythms. But beyond daily routines, life also moves in cycles, and it can be powerful to notice and honor these too. In this season of my life, I am busier than I've been in others, so I need to intentionally carve out time for rest, spiritual connection, and inner reflection in ways I didn't in other seasons of my life. Knowing this and yielding to this helps me to be more grounded and happier in all areas of my life. All of life moves in cycles. And taking stock of where you are in yours is a wonderful step in not only establishing more flow in your life, but also improving your sleep and energy throughout the day. In tonight's sleep meditation, we'll explore this so that we can rest deeper and wake tomorrow refreshed and ready to take on the day. This is Understanding Nature's Rhythms by Billy Gill. To listen to the rest of this episode, subscribe tonight. Your sleep will thank you for it. Sweet dreams.